you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You were the sunshine, baby. Whenever you smile,
1,000 penises.
I call you Stormy today.
It's a great song. Yeah, it rocked them all. Yes. Why am I zoning on the artist, the original artist?
It's the I don't know. I would have forgotten as well. Classics 4.
There you go. Todd's right. 1,000 penises. Sing it. Song, isn't it?
Oh, such a good one hit wonder.
Oh no, they had at least three.
Sunny day, too. There you go. All right.
Take an AIDS test to keep your job.
You got to get the right harmony, Lee. The melody wasn't there at all. And,
I'm not a musician. I wish I was. I envy rock stars.
Yeah, and they want to be comedians.
I know.
And they want to be actors, and actors want to be comedians, and comedians want to be rock stars. It's a vicious circle with all three of them.
Right. Yeah.
You know? I had radio guys in that. I'd love to be a rock star.
Yeah, well, I bought a guitar recently, got home, started playing it. I'm like, what am I doing? And I returned it immediately.
Well, that was smart.
Dave Landau.
You took it back.
I have self-awareness. I don't know how to dance, let alone I'm going to create music. My best case scenario in 15 years, I can play an Oasis cover in a bar. Best case.
I want to be there for that.
Wonderwall. Shoot this man in the face.
This guy's that Landau doing Wonderwall?
What is wrong
with that? That sucks.
Complete meltdown.
15 years later? The other boys kicked back in, didn't they?
Yeah. He's on drugs. Yeah.
Just Matt McLowry with us too. He's your feature this weekend.
What's going on?
MoneyboneOmaha.com. Are you musical?
No, not even a little.
Not even a little.
And I have the worst taste in music.
Ever. The worst taste in music?
Well, God.
How can people admit they have the worst taste when if you think it's good, what do you care?
It's bad.
Okay.
What do you like to listen to, Matt?
Yeah, tell them.
Well, I just like 80s music. Okay. I like if it sounds, it either will sound like it should have been used in a montage from an 80s movie. Or it was already?
Well, that's fine, but you're younger, so if you were an adult in the 80s, so...
Well, I'm 80, I was born, I'm 35.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
So you grew up in the 80s, basically.
Oh, half of it.
Nothing wrong with that, man. So we're just singing Stormy.
Well, let me explain what riding in a car with him is. Have you ever seen American Psycho where Patrick Bateman is dancing around with an axe?
Yes.
Telling you all the subtleties and nuances.
Talking about
Huey Lewis.
Phil Collins' latest. Huey Lewis.
That's him.
That's him.
Yeah,
that's...
And if you look at him, he looks like Patrick Bateman.
He does.
Yeah. So
one of my favorite movies, by the way.
I love that movie.
They're rerunning that a lot on Showtime or HBO right now.
Dixie's Midnight Runners? You like
Dixie's? No, that's a little too...
He likes synth. Like, you got to have
some synth. 80s stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Anything. Yeah, keytars.
Oh, we were listening to the
keytars. That's great.
Gary Newman's Cars.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
That's a good song.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like The Clash, though.
That's guitar rock.
The Cure.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I love The Cure.
All right, there you go.
So there's definitely stuff from that era I like, but he will put on stuff where...
He puts on Hip to Be Square and talks about it.
I'm a big Survivor fan.
Oh, Jesus.
Big Survivor.
For real.
The deep cuts.
I've seen your face.
The deep cuts.
I see that mean look you got going right
not
there.
Not the ones on their wrists.
That's fine.
The tracks.
That's fine. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see these guys this weekend. Colleen's with us. Craig, what else is going on?
Today is a National Day of Unplugging. A day designed to encourage people to unplug from the stress that today's technology can often bring about.
You see what they're selling. They're smart. There's phones that just text and call are hot now. That's all the technology there is in that phone.
Those should be mandatory.
But there's no apps.
No, you need the apps.
But I hate it all.
Yeah.
I wish the internet never existed. I think it's the worst curse on the world.
Well, I think it could be.
Yeah.
I think it could eventually
that's
be.
That means you're using it for evil.
Well, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Just to Google 1,000 penises.
Yeah, yeah, just to Google that.
Now, I saw it. It looks like a regular phone. It's not a flip phone, but it texts because people can't get that. You got to have that.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to talk to everybody. And it calls. And it doesn't do anything else. You got it on there?
Which is what the original phones did.
Yeah, but it texts like a normal text, not the kind of A, B, C, D, 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 right. Like that. That was a pain in the ass.
That's the jitterbug that you see advertised on.
No, this actually looks like a flat phone like we have, but it's not a smartphone. Doesn't do anything else but text and call.
It would be nice to just have ones that call because we've all lost communication. Most people I don't want to talk to now because thank God for texting. But I think that's a problem because we're all becoming somewhat antisocial with all this stuff.
I think you're exactly right. But the problem is what you don't do is you don't want to be on the phone too long. And we all remember being, no matter how old we were, on the phone with a buddy that talked too much.
Oh, yeah.
That talked forever. And you don't want to do that.
And we still had some semblance of politeness, so we didn't just click and hang up.
Yeah, you're like, go on.
You ride it out and go, okay.
One of my best friends in the world, I mean, he's recently passed, but we were in high school, and even like through our 20s, he would call and say, hey, Mike, what's up? And not have a reason to call.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, you called me, but there was no reason.
Right. Yeah. What's
then,
up?
Then I was stuck.
He's bored.
Yeah, but then I was stuck forever. So you're right, texting is good in that way.
Russ, our friend.
Yeah,
Russ.
we have a mutual friend who'll do that with me for two hours, then call him, and then in the same 2 hours and have the exact same conversation.
With the same conspiracy theory that he heard on Alex Jones that morning.
Oh, is he the Alex Jones guy? Oh, God, yeah. I would definitely not pick up that phone.
Yeah.
You've got caller ID now, so you know.
Yeah, I love him because he's a good guy, but then you're partway into it. And
you realize
for years he was cheating on his wife.
Yeah, oh, you had a great set. Yeah, I'm sure.
But for
you
years,
you should have headlined.
But you didn't think about texting
now. Oh,
no,
you didn't sleep with that woman after the show.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll have your back.
When's the last time you just called somebody before you text them? Because even my dad, I will text him. He lives in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
I will text him, Dad, are you home? I'll get a yeah, and then I'll call.
My wife?
Yeah.
And I guess I talked to Matt on the phone.
Do you call him or you text him first?
I call him. We text a lot, but I mean, I call like.
Do you say, are you available? And then you call, or do you just text?
I just call.
You call.
Yeah, he just calls. Yeah.
See, that's rude.
Yeah. It is.
It feels rude now.
It does.
If you get a call without a text,
you kind of think somebody's dead. Yeah, yeah.
It's not rude, but it feels rude. Doesn't it?
Yeah, that is true. It does feel a little bit rude.
Right.
Yeah,
you're just calling me?
Well, yeah, like, well, like, my mom was bipolar, so if she called me during a high, I'd be on the phone for like 4 straight hours.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, she was in the manic mode.
Oh, yeah, and it was just like, oh, I wish when I picked up you were like, everything's sad. I'd be like, all right, cool. Let's hang up.
Man.
But I have friends like that who like.
At least you had the manic side of it.
Yeah, that's true.
My mom is just the depressive.
I got a buddy who's a dinosaur. He won't answer my text, but if I call him and leave him a voicemail, then he'll call me back.
But he won't answer the text. Like, no. I just got the text at least.
But who leaves voicemails anymore?
I don't.
I only do.
Who listens to voicemail?
Yeah, I only do if they're really inappropriate. Like,
you do it on purpose?
Yeah, yeah. Where you like just leave a message like, "Hey, it's your uncle."
No, he
sends
really funny, potentially career-ending voicemail.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pretend his uncle just got released from prison, and he's the reason I got put away.
Oh, really?
Save all of them. That's probably why I'm working this weekend.
Oh, wow.
I guess I'll be like, "Oh, I just dug a 6-foot hole, and I'm coming to find you."
Is that what you? That's the message you leave.
We're gonna play hide and seek like we did back in the 80s.
And that's his uncle's voice right there?
Yeah, like it's very creepy. No. Like it's just, remember when I used to take you camping?
And that's what you say.
Yeah.
Only on his voicemail or other guys?
Mainly his. Okay. And then he'll play him. He'll be like, hey, my whole family's over for Christmas. We just played your voicemail.
Which the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's so creepy.
Play hide and seek in the 80s.
Like, what was the one I was pretending to wash a dead body in the tub while calling for a babysitting position?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
That's like Florentine, those guys.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have them.
Yeah, the crank anchors.
The crank anchors.
Sound like the crank anchors.
Giving an abortion. Yeah. The vacuum cleaner in the background. Florentine giving the abortion.
Or I'll just...
That's a great one. That's
I will just call and just leave the worst voicemails for people. It just depends if you're my good friend or if I don't know you at all.
One of the two.
Like, if I hit a wrong number, I might just throw in the creepiest. Like,
creepiest thing ever.
Hey, I just drove by your house. Call me.
Kevin Brennan.
Yes, Kevin Brennan.
Yeah, exactly.
And nobody here knows who that is.
They don't, actually. Craig, join the program. All leave a message. Craig's like that. You only text, right?
I don't leave messages, no. I don't answer them either.
Once in a while, he calls, but he doesn't leave messages.
Yeah, no, actually, if my phone rings on a Saturday or Sunday morning, and it's Craig, I do answer because I know it's going to be quick, and I know it's about something he just saw on TV. He wanted me to know about it, and it's like, bye, and we just hang up, and we both just hang up.
And Craig will also, I've noticed this, every time he calls you, first thing out of his, hey, is this a bad time?
Yeah.
He gives you the out.
Yeah.
You could totally say, yep, I don't want to talk to you.
No, but I know it's going to be a short conversation. Craig's going to say, you should see what I just saw, and he gives me the bit, and he hangs up.
Right. I do the same, though. I always say, hey, is this a bad time? Is it good to talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely got to give an out.
Yeah, but when Craig calls, it's for a purpose. He has a question.
But, Colin, he's right. In the old days, nobody asked if it was a bad time. They would just call. What's up?
That's true.
And we were polite back then, which is weird to say. Because we were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You hung on the phone forever because you were rude. And you, oh my God, I can't be so. They just keep talking, hand the phone around.
Yeah, your kids and
you come
family
up with
members.
Some excuse to get off the
new
phone.
Phone you're talking about that only calls
it
and
just
text,
calls and texts. That's it.
That is perfect for like a middle school kid.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can reach your kid. They can text you, pick me up at the movie theater, and they don't have all of the apps where they can get into trouble.
Yeah.
But we need Twitter.
That's a perfect phone.
I would give my kid that and a burner just in case. Just to have a backup, you know?
Because that's
a
your
backup
kid.
Burner.
Yeah, you got to have a burner.
Yeah, of course you do. Why is it called a burner, Dad? I'll tell you later.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just
don't worry about it.
You'll figure it out.
Sons of Anarchy, burners.
You gotta use them.
In the state of Rhode Island, legislators have introduced a bill that would require residents to pay $20 to access porn sites, even the free ones. According to New York Magazine, Rhode Island state senators introduced a law that would require the ISPs operating in the state to block sites that feature sexual content or are deemed offensive. The bill is apparently an attempt to prevent people under the age of 18 from accessing adult content, but for those of age who want to see the adult content, if the bill becomes law, they would have to request in writing that the digital block be lifted. They would have to prove via identification that they are indeed over the age of 18 and give a one-time fee of $20 to the state.
Here's the deal with that, though. You know, I've been to Rhode Island a couple of times. We have friends who live there now. And you,
which island?
If you drive 20 miles, you're out of the state. So can't you just go across state line, order your porn, and come back in?
Yeah, that's got
to
be
you still have to watch. I mean, if you're sitting at home.
I'm talking about on your phone. How are they going to do that? I'm just saying, how are they going to do that?
Okay, What are they going to have little rest areas for the masturbators?
Yeah. Or pretty much already do anyway.
Yeah. They're called rest areas, right? Yeah.
See? No, other side of the state line.
That's a good question.
Masturbators to the left.
I'm not going there anytime soon. But I wonder if you're visiting, if you're on vacation in Rhode Island on your phone, can you just bring it up since you don't live there?
No, because your phone knows you're in Rhode Island.
Right.
Your phone.
An entire
knows.
State using a neighboring McDonald's Wi-Fi.
That's right.
Most people are thinking, I got $20. But most people also don't want to be known they have $20.
Yeah, they don't want their name on the.
That's a slippery slope,
it
though.
Is.
And a letter
it's
in
called
writing.
Free porn for a reason.
Yeah,
it's free.
For you, that's not up to them to decide what you deem offensive. Yeah. That's a very slippery slope.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't think
well, that's what I mean, is you say it's a porn site, but now it's anything that involves nudity in any way, and you can't even look up facts on stuff.
Right, and then it's music, and then it's something else. That's true.
It's very slippery.
See, Tyler watches porn on his phone.
Yeah.
I believe he's in the minority. I think most people go to the desktop for their porn.
I don't think so.
No, that's just Utah.
People do everything on their phone.
Yesterday, you're the only one who uses the big screen.
Maybe I'm the minority.
Well, you're not a minority, but I think there's a lot of people looking at porn on their phone because they don't want to sit their laptop naked. You know,
and you don't want to bring the laptop in the bathroom.
No, that's disgusting.
You know, and you can't drive and look at the laptop. You guys know what I'm saying, right?
I hear you.
Well, I had a priest who did that.
Did what?
They caught him on a Friday night. He was nude with his laptop open in his car.
A priest.
He got arrested.
A priest you knew?
Well, what happened was he got arrested Friday, mm-hmm. Bailed out on Saturday morning, did mass on Sunday, then the story broke on Monday. So
wow.
He gave my parents communion after the in between the story.
With those hands?
Yeah.
Wow. And did he keep his gig there? They just shuffled like they always do.
I wish I could remember. I'd have to Google it.
He probably kept his gig there or moved him to like not very far.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably not very far.
So laptop
we
in his car naked.
In, yeah, yeah. We yeah. had one who was in witness relocation, too.
Yeah, well, Detroit had quite a bit of that, unfortunately.
Well, every city. Name the city. We had a few of them here.
I was raised Catholic. Nothing ever happened to me. But my brother was, he was cuter. And, still walks with a limp.
That's a big priest.
Oh, Father.
Father Bubba.
Yeah, I don't know. That's creepy, though. I like that whole thing. I was raised Catholic. That's why I can't, I don't know. I have nothing against religion, but that's very hard for me to wrap my head around, that you just shuffle pedophiles around like a deck of cards.
It's horrible.
Like, it
it's
just
horrible
is
that terrific. They did that and still do it in some cases.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's also okay to pretend you're a crazy, creepy uncle, too, in a voicemail.
I know, right?
That's just fun.
Well, that's the thing is I love dark humor because if I had to think about these stuff that people actually do, it would destroy me.
It'd destroy you.
So,
right.
Yeah, it's like I have to make light of it.
Of course. We do it every
there's
morning.
There's no way to handle
we
it.
We have to. You have to.
Yeah, that's why it's like, oh, I got caught in the car. I was. Why would a priest go to his car? Doesn't he have a place to live?
Yeah, couldn't he do it in the rectory?
Like you would think
who's
so.
Who's going out to the Hyundai Sonata to rub one out?
And that's true. That's pretty much what they would own.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way.
They don't have a lot of money.
Yeah. It's not like they have tinted windows even.
Somebody right now is in a Hyundai Sonata.
And mad.
And rubbing one out.
Yeah, I bet you that's true.
And listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire with Dave Lando.
Someone will be later. Me.
Colleen drives on.
There's right? been a string of break-ins in a Hyundai Sonata.
Because they're sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
Want to take us out with, Craig?
Sure. An Illinois man thought he was running away from zombies when he stole an SUV, crashed it into the main airport terminal in Peoria, and got on a plane. Justin Demi had to be indicted on all kinds of charges by
a
grand jury.
Is that? Zombies.
For the mid-February incident, prosecutors say that he left the plane after realizing that there was nobody else on board.
How'd he get on it?
He walked on.
Oh, he crashed through the fence.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was running away from zombies. Stole an SUV, crashed it into the main airport terminal.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do if you're running from zombies.
Prosecutors say the 27-year-old gentleman was high on drugs at the time
there
and somehow got past airport security while scared the undead were taking over the world. He was hoping to get to Florida.
Of course he was.
Damn it, are you on LSD?
Yeah.
Nah, I think that's more a PCP guy.
Puss is a big Walking Dead guy. Those movies are pretty, those shows are pretty cool. But do people, you think people take them too seriously after a while?
Oh, yeah.
There are people that actually probably think that it can happen, right?
Yeah, well, though, there's those people. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, there's literally.
They sell zombie apocalypse like packs you can keep in your house, right?
Yeah, food and shotguns and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. There are people that probably wish zombies existed.
Well, they might think they do after watching so many of them.
Well, there's a huge percentage of the population that don't realize television is fake. They think it's real.
Yeah.
So, like, even on, what was that show, Orange is the New Black?
Right.
One of the guards impregnated one of the inmates and was getting nothing but hate mail and attacks.
Yeah.
And he had to announce, like, look.
I'm an actor.
Yeah.
Actor.
It's a play, but it's film.
Storyline.
This isn't real.
That is scary. But we know those kind of people. You're
so
right.
So many stupid people.
When's Dave doing TV?
He'll be back this segment later.
All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.